Hey everybody, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a very special episode. I don't usually do episodes in between the Sunday episodes, but we've got just such a huge thing coming up for this Sunday that I wanted to introduce a new character to the podcast, a new voice, and I could not be more excited about this project. You've heard me just go on and on about it in the intro and outro of the podcast, but today I'm actually bringing you the first taste of what you guys are going to get here this coming Sunday. So, I am very, very pleased to welcome Mr. Samuel Collins to the podcast. Samuel, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Brady.
All right. So, like I said, your new voice to the podcast. This is actually, I think I've had one other person come on the podcast. So you are like the second person other than me to be on this podcast. So I don't know if that's an honor or what that is, but it's something. So thank you so much for making the time to come on here. Why don't you just tell the people just what we've got going on from your perspective and just kind of how you got roped into this whole thing.
Okay, so yeah, well, you know, thank you for having me on. The second person, I'm definitely honored. You know, I've listened to, I've listened to the stories you've done previously, and they're absolutely fantastic. You know, you've got such a wonderful voice to listen to.
I'll pay you for that.
So
later.
Yeah, So I saw your post on one of the Facebook groups that I'm part of, advertising for, voice actors for this project of yours. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it yet.
We've announced it on the podcast, so you
have announced it. Oh, fantastic! Yep, so, yep. It went, you know, for A Christmas Carol is a story that every kid knows. You know, growing up, we're always brought up, told about Scrooge, and you know, if you're not good at Christmas, and you get a lump of coal, and Scrooge will come and see you. So, you know, the opportunity to actually audition for a role in that story was brilliant. So I thought, oh yeah, excellent. That's definitely for me. So that was how it all started, really. And so nice. I sent in my application to you, and you know, the rest is, it just kind of spiraled from there. And then we met so many other wonderful people.
Yeah, that has been probably the coolest thing about this. Just for anybody who's tuning in and they have no idea what we're talking about, every year on Another World, we've done a Christmas Carol. I did it the first year and I had really bad sound equipment. So I came back and did it again the next year with all my updated equipment, and hopefully, you know, some additional voiceover experience, and was just better. And then we did it again the next year. And this year I was like, I got to do it again. It's a tradition, but we got to do something bigger, something better. So we have 21 voice actors from around the world that have come together. This is going to be a fully produced audio drama of A Christmas Carol, all to benefit Operation Christmas Child, which is a wonderful organization that's bringing Christmas cheer to little kids around the world. So if you need more information about that, I'm going to put all of it down in the show notes. But I really want to use this time to just get to know Sam a little bit. Sam is playing the role of Scrooge, which is the headline role definitely for the book, and just does a wonderful job. I guess, Sam, when was the first time you kind of realized, like, okay, this voiceover stuff, I could do this?
So, I mean, I've grown up loving performance. When I was at school, I was involved in school plays. I sang in the choirs. And it spiraled from there. I mean, I studied music at school all the way up to the highest level that we give in school, to advanced higher. And my instrument was singing. I took it further. I studied music at university. I performed in operas. So I've always been using my voice in a multitude of ways. And then I started reading stories to pupils when I went into schools to get classroom experience. And that was so much fun, being able to bring characters from a page to life with just a voice. And I think the best books to do that are the Harry Potter books, because there's such a wide array of characters in there. You know, you've got characters from wise old Dumbledore to stern Professor McGonagall to Harry himself. And it's gone from there, really. It's just something I love doing, and something that I feel I'm reasonably, you know, good at. And it's something that I want to, you know, go pursue into the future. So that's how it all kind of began, really.
Well, the audience is definitely going to get a taste of just how good you are at that here when the episode drops on Sunday. People, please, I want this to go as big as possible. Like I said, this is going to be in support of Operation Christmas Child, which is a wonderful organization. All you got to do is donate to Operation Christmas Child, and I'm going to give you a free copy of this audio drama, which is just spectacular. My mind is blown. As I was getting the auditions, I was like, holy cow, this is going to be good. And then as I started piecing it together, I was like, this is going to be really good. And then we started putting the sound effects and the music in there, and it is going to blow your mind. So I'm just so excited about it. That is really cool. What you're saying just about, you know, you sit down and you start reading it to people, and kind of you see that the impact that something like that has on, you know, especially kids when they hear voices from a story and that type of thing. It's just magical.
It is. And being able to see their faces kind of react to your voice, there's nothing like it. You know, being able to instigate that reaction is incredible, and I love doing it. It's brilliant fun.
Yeah, it is the best. So, in case people couldn't tell, you are from the jolly old England, and yes. Right in the London area, right?
Yeah, I'm in London. Originally I'm from the north of England, but I spent most of my childhood and most of my adult life in Scotland. So I was raised mainly in Scotland, on the East Coast in the middle of nowhere. So now I'm in the great big city.
Nice. Of London. Well, it couldn't be a better fit for somebody like Scrooge to be right there in London where he's supposed to be. So
exactly.
that's perfect. one of the questions that I want to ask, the hope is to actually do several of these little interviews with other cast members and stuff. And one of the questions I really wanted to jump into was, what is your favorite Christmas memory? That's kind of what this is all about. We're getting into that Christmas spirit. Yeah. I love Christmas. I love the season. And I think that would be a great thing to hear. What's your favorite Christmas memory?
So my favorite Christmas memory would be when I was... I was 12. I was 3 months turning off 13. And my mum, my dad, my brother and I were away on the West Coast for Christmas. We hired a log cabin near Oban. And as you are when you're 12 years old, you get really excited on Christmas morning, you know. You look down at the end of your bed, oh, Santa's been! And, you know, you unwrap your presents, and at the very bottom was a rectangular package. And my brother had one identical to it. And in this package, we opened them at the same time, was a leather black travel journal. And we were like, oh, why have we got a travel journal? And mum and dad said, well, open them up. And in the back was some Nepalese rupees, the currency of Nepal. We were like, why have we got this? And that was when mum and dad said, well, over the Easter holidays, the four of us are going off to Nepal to trek to Everest Base Camp. And for someone who has grown up in Scotland, mountaineering is one of my passions. That was just incredible. And I'll never forget the reaction that both my brother and I had, which was just to jump up and down in joy. It was incredible. And it stayed with me that was, 14 years ago now. So, you know, it's something that's, you know, that's probably one of my favorite Christmas memories.
That is so cool.
If not the most favorite.
Wow. Yeah, and I love that because as I've gotten older, past the Santa Claus Christmas type of excitement, and into a more mature Christmas excitement.
I'm still
really
there.
What it comes down to. Oh yeah, just to some degree. I love unwrapping presents, that's for sure. But no, just like the idea of an experience over just a thing is such a huge deal. And one of the things when I first started like having the idea of doing this audio drama. Somebody had told me that they listened to Another World while they're like doing their Christmas like decorating or, you know, cookies or things like that, and listen to like Another World audiobooks. And I was like, that is just, that's amazing. Like, you have that experience and then combine it with audio. And I don't know if you listen to audiobooks and stuff, you probably had that experience where you can listen to an audiobook and then you hear it or you think about it later and you know exactly where you were, because it's just, it just ingrains it in you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, we were talking earlier, I grew up listening to the Stephen Fry audiobooks of Harry Potter. Now, that for me brings back images of driving, because we lived on the east coast of Scotland. We would drive down to the south coast of England for our summer holidays. Now, every year we would get the next audiobook. So whenever I'm listening to the audiobook, I always think, oh, I'm going on summer holiday again. I know what you're talking about.
There's nothing better. There's nothing better. So, well, awesome. Thank you so much, Sam, for doing this. Like I said, I'm just so excited about how it's coming together and stuff. And it's just, it was amazing that it did come together. The biggest thing, like just the fact that we got 21 voice actors from around the world, like different time zones. We tried to do a rehearsal. it was incredible.
Well, kudos to you for managing to put it all together. It's an incredible effort. You know, I'd doff my hat to you if I was wearing one. But yeah, no, credit to you for managing to do this. It's been absolutely incredible fun.
It has been a lot of fun for me too, just to meet new people and expand these relationships. And I want to say to the Another World audiobook fans here, all the listeners, that like this could be the start of something more to come. Like I said, these relationships are amazing, and I could totally see us doing more of these type of audio dramas. And it might end up being, I don't know, I'm just, you know, throwing stuff out there, like a spinoff podcast or just special edition episodes or something like that. It definitely is a lot of work. There's a lot that goes into it, but it's so worth it. I cannot wait for everybody to hear it. So, Sam, do you want to tell people where they can find you if you want to be found? If you don't want to be found, then that's another story. But I wanted to use this as an opportunity to kind of pit my guests and let you guys give a shout out to whatever you've got going on and what you want people to check out.
Yeah, so it's not live yet, but I've got a new podcast coming in January. It's based around myths, legends, folklore, fairy tales, stories from all around the world. There'll be Greek myths, there'll be Aztec myths, there'll be African myths, there'll be Chinese legends, everything and everything you can imagine. It should be hopefully landing in January. There is, if anyone's got any questions, there is I've set up a Twitter account for those who are, you know, tweeters.
Tweetful type.
The tweetful type. Yes, we'll go with that. You can find me at Mythed Podcast. That's at Mythed Podcast. So if you've got any questions in the run up to the release or after it's out there in the atmosphere, then feel free to tweet me there. So yeah, January, cool. That will be landing to headphone near you.
Awesome. I love it. No, that sounds amazing. I love that type of podcast. Those are like the best, just the myths and legends. I've done some writing and stuff, and that has been one of the biggest inspirations for me in my creative writing is the myths and legends that are out there. So cool. So man, that is awesome. You'll have to, when it launches, definitely let me know, and I will be happy to put some kind of promo or something on.
Oh, thank you so much. Here
to, point people in that direction. So, Sam, thank you so much to the listeners. I just want to again say, be sure to make sure you don't miss this episode coming on Sunday. This is going to be Stave One of A Christmas Carol, the audio drama version. We're talking fully produced sound effects, voices, music, all the awesomeness that you can possibly imagine. And you can pre-order the full version. So just like we always do in Another World Audiobooks, I'm going to give it to you here on the podcast for free, and you can enjoy that. But you can also go to anotherworldaudiobooks.com, and I will have all the information up there. You can also check the show notes, and all the information will be down there. But if you want to pre-order the audiobook, the way you do that is just to go and donate to Operation Christmas Child, and then email anotherworldaudiobooks@gmail.com with your receipt of the transaction of your donation to Operation Christmas Child, and you will get added to the list. So the audiobook is still in production, obviously, but once it is complete, you will get the link to download and listen to the full version of the audiobook. So and I'd say, you know, either way, if you want the audiobook, great. If not, still go donate to Operation Christmas Child. It takes, I think it's $9 to send these Christmas gifts around the world to these kids who maybe have never even heard of Christmas. So, I mean, just what an awesome thing to do this time of year. And thank you so much for listening and for bearing with us on this little in-between episode. And like I said, I'm hoping to bring some more cast profiles here for you. So be watching our social media. Be sure to share this, people. If you can't donate to Operation Christmas Child, I bet you know somebody who could or who would like to. So go ahead and share it out. And yeah, thank you again for listening. And we'll talk to you here coming soon.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When I was in school, I absolutely hated writing. It wasn't until I was a bit older that I came to understand the power of words. If you're a business owner, you understand that power too. A business blog, when done right, can drive sales, increase revenue, and get you more customers. But as a business owner, you probably don't have the time to do all that writing. Plus, if you're not a copywriter by trade, you might feel like you're just kind of throwing words out there and they're not actually accomplishing anything. The good news is, there's a simple solution. Check it out. I call it the Ultimate Blog Post Checklist for businesses with online stores. This checklist will allow you to write better, more effective articles that convert readers into buyers. It's full of easy-to-follow examples to get your creativity flowing based on experience of nearly a million words written. And best of all, it's effective on any type of article in any industry or niche. I've successfully used this exact checklist on topics from pool table reviews to investment advice. Tired of spending tons of time writing stuff that doesn't convert? This checklist will change that by giving you highly effective blog posts and articles that transform readers into paying customers. Go to invicta.enterprises/free checklist and start saving time and transforming your writing now. That's invicta.enterprises/free checklist.